The bluebell.
Are you only found in Britain, or can we see you anywhere in the world?
We're not just in Britain. We are across quite a big swathe of Western Europe, but you've got more than half the population, the world's population of common bluebells in the British Isles. So we're very important, all of us here who are in Britain, we're a substantial group.
What would you say is your best feature?
I think our best feature is that we all work together to create something really beautiful. When we're doing our thing, when we're out in the spring and gentle breeze and we're nodding at each other, I think that's how we work really well. It's in large numbers.
So do you all bloom at the same time, or do you come out one by one?
So pretty much we're quite, there's a little bit of staggering there. There's always the ways, and there's always someone slightly late. But generally we do, because we spend so much time just dormant. You know, we're kind of waiting and we're just gathering our energy. We're sleeping, we're waiting for that moment. And when it comes, it's so important that we do it quickly. It's kind of like go, 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 because we've got to do it before all the leaves come out on the trees and we get completely shaded out. So we've got such a short window to flower and set seed and do our thing. So we all try and do it at the same time.
How long are you actually out for?
So it's not very long, really. It's quite fleeting. Depending, where we are, it can be earlier in some parts of the country, later in others. So I guess you kind of expect to see us out and about maybe from late April through to May, and then we sort of tend to be fading then a little bit later. So late spring, early summer, we're fading, and that's, we've done our thing and we're kind of storing our energy again, going back down into the soil to go back to sleep until next spring.
Where should we look for you in Heligan?
Down in Lost Valley, we have a lovely sort of bank of us down there, and so if you come out through the jungle down to the bottom where it hits Lost Valley, there's a really lovely bank of us down there, and I think that's a really beautiful spot to just be able to stand and look at us. You look up the bank and there we are.
Do you have a favourite insect?
I think it has to be the bumblebee. We're really useful to bees and insects because we're such an early provider of pollen and nectar. So it's not just the bees who come to us, but it's just so lovely when you're there and you've got the dappled light and we're all moving around, and then you hear the bees just buzzing around, and they're busy. They're doing, they're working for us as well. They're taking our pollen from one flower to another and they're helping us set seed. So they're really great for us, and we kind of all work together.
You're a protected species, but do you worry about the future?
I do a little bit, yeah. I mean, we are a bit vulnerable. We do have the Spanish bluebell. If the bees cross pollinate us, then I guess that does kind of risk the true native species. That can have an impact.
Do you have a favourite flower or tree that you like to live with?
I really love beech trees. I just love a beech tree. And that's what I think of, when I kind of think, well, I've done what I need to do this year, and I'm looking up and I can see all the lovely green leaves of the beech tree coming out, and they're so green. And you think, yeah, that's it, summer's here, I've done my thing, I can just go and have a little kind of rest now. I like to grow under a beech tree.
If you had a message for us, what would it be?
My message would be to look from a distance. Just enjoy us and don't trample us and get out your phones and come, walking all over us to sit down and have a selfie. It's so important that we just, you treat us with care, because that damages us. We've been waiting all year to grow, we put so much effort in, and each time you walk on us, that damages our leaves and our flowers and our bulbs and makes us really difficult for us to grow properly again. So it's just be careful, stand back, enjoy us, and let everybody else enjoy us as well.